Well, here I am. Can you see me? Look at me. Yee! Rusty from Electric Mary. Yeah, we've got our tour coming up. I don't know if we've got a name of the tour, actually. It's going to be Electric Mary Follows Under the Southern Stars.
Backslash.
Yeah. We're heading to all the towns, plus a few more that we've went to on the last tour, which is in March. And really looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity to get out there again. And we haven't done anything like this for, I don't know, 4 years, maybe five, I don't know. You know, the COVID hung, messed up everything we had going on for it. But yeah, really looking forward to it. And we're starting in Hobart on the 29th.
You are. Thanks for joining us. Anyway tonight, Rusty, pleasure to speak with you again.
Nah, it's a pleasure to be here, my man. When was the last time I saw you?
Probably would have been the Reckless Love Show in Melbourne.
Right.
Or was it Reckless Love? Or who was it? Melodic Rock Fest with Enough's Enough.
Was it the Melodic Rock Show?
Yeah, sure. Well, I actually saw you at Under the Southern Stars at the Gold Coast. I was down the front and I gave you a little wave, but maybe I had my hair done differently that day. You didn't recognise me.
Yeah. I didn't see you. I'm sorry about that. I thought you would have been at one of the shows, and you were.
I was. Maybe you guys were rocking out that much.
Actually, I've stayed friends with Tori from Enough's Enough.
Since nice guy, eh?
That date. Yeah, it's great. So that's over 2 years away, isn't it? Now.
Yeah, it was. It's probably two and a half years now, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you check out the Beatles tribute album that they did?
I think I listened to a couple of songs.
Probably liked it. I'm not a fan of the Beatles, but I thought that was a fucking good album.
Yeah, there's a lot of people doing Beatles tributes right now.
I wonder why they're the flavour of the month all of a sudden.
Well, because of, I suppose, of the Get Back thing that was on Disney, which is so good.
Mm.
And so, you know, people want to hear the songs and, you know, John Paul George and Ringo aren't out there playing them, so other people are.
True. All right, so as you mentioned at the top, Electric Mary have finally set to hit the road on tour with Shotgun Mistress, starting in Hobart on April 29th, going through pretty much every state of Australia and finishing in Melbourne on May 28th. So are you letting yourself get excited yet, mate, with all the recent setbacks?
Yeah, I'm excited. I've been excited since the Under the Southern Stars to just keep going and going, and hopefully we can get back overseas in Europe. But for right now, it's the Aussie thing. Hobart, we've got the Gold Coast, we've got Brizzy, we've got Perth, Adelaide, Canberra, which we haven't been to since maybe Alice Cooper in 2010. Then we've got Newcastle, we've got Sydney, then we've got Melbourne, then we've got Ballarat. I don't even know if Electric Mary's been to Ballarat. We may have, but I'm not sure.
Wow. I'm not going to dwell on this because it's a negative, mate, but COVID and cancellations and postponements are an unfortunate way of life at the modern age. So as a touring musician, how do you deal with it? Like, I know a lot of punters get upset, but they don't really think about it from your point of view too much.
Yeah, well, this I hate to keep going back to the Under the Southern Stars, but this come up quite a few posts about people, you know, we want our money back, or, you know, how come we aren't doing this or that, and why aren't they there and all this stuff. But you got to understand, you know, we'd cancelled, along with everybody else, twice, flights, hotels, vans, and we lost a little bit of money, not a lot, doing that, because some of them weren't, there were no refunds attached. And then when we finally got to it, we got COVID. So we missed the first three shows. Wow. So I'd already driven to Goulburn. So I'd driven 7.5 hours with some of the gear in a van, because that's the way I like to do it. And, you know, I had to turn around because I had COVID. And, you know, well, there's three places that we couldn't get a deposit back on our, you know, on you know, hotels and stuff because it was already too late because we were meant to be there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, we lost that money too. And some people, you know, I'm not saying that they shouldn't be upset about losing their money or not being able to go on that day or whatever, you know. One of the things was because Live weren't there. But, you know, that's Live's decision. That's not Under the Southern Stars decision not to be there, for Live not to be there. That was Live's decision not to be there on those dates. Or they couldn't be there or whatever. I'm not sure. Hey, for me, we got Cheap Trick. I didn't give a toss because I love Cheap Trick. So, yeah, it was cool for me. But, yeah, look, I understand about the loss of money, but the bands have a loss of money as well. In fact, I know we don't quite do it the same way as Stone Temple Pilots, but I saw an interview with him and he said, my luggage had been to Australia twice.
Yeah, it's with my
wife. And he hadn't been there yet. Was that with you, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, get that, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing, eh? You're doing this whole run of shows with Shotgun Mistress, mate. So why are they the right band to take on the road with Electric Mary?
Well, first of all, we get along great. Secondly, they're a good band. They're a new band. They're a lot, you know, as in a year's terms, they're a younger band than we are. And, you know, we just want to pick someone and go. We've got, there's another band in Tasmania called Jackson the Waywards. We've got Whitford in New South Wales. I don't think we've got them in Queensland, but there'll probably be another one in Melbourne and one in Ballarat. So, look, as many bands as we can get on. But we wanted to do a tour with the Shotgun Boys, which just, you know each other, you know how we work, and let's go and do the thing. Yeah. You know, next time we probably won't do it that way. We might just have a different band in every territory, you know, see how we go. But yeah, one step at a time. We decided that that's what we're going to do this time. And Electric Mary and Shotgun Mistress, away we go.
Yeah. And going back to the Under the Southern Star shows, mate, like I caught you guys at the Gold Coast one, and your set was on point, mate. You guys look like you're gelling well and you're having fun.
Oh, yeah, man. How can you not have fun and not put on a show just before Angry is going to play after you? Because, man, 74 years of age.
I don't know, what a legend. After doing those few shows with the Under Southern Stars, mate, like that's part of a festival run, which is a whole different sort of kettle of fish to do in your own headlining tour. So what sort of extra things can we expect from Electric Mary on this run?
Well, more than a half an hour set list. So, you know, we're gonna do at least an hour and a quarter in the set and then see, you know, if we get an encore, we'll obviously, you know, bring out some more tunes. And yeah, we've got a couple of tunes we haven't played for a while. And we're bringing them back in. And be a set full of things from the start to the finish.
Beautiful. And you released your latest single, The King of Rock and Roll, towards the back end of last year, mate. So have you got any more new material coming up?
Al wrote a song that him and I had a bit of a demo with, but no, we haven't recorded anything yet. But that'll probably be the next cab off the rank. We just haven't been able to get to see each other because once Australia opened, the other boys who play in other bands went off and did their thing as well. You know what I mean? So now that we've got the month of May for Electric Mary, we're all back together. And, you know, after that, they'll probably in June and July, I'm guessing they'll head off back with their other bands. And then we'll get back together for August and September in Europe.
Over the years, mate, Electric Mary have shared the stage with bands like Deep Purple, Judas Priest, Glenn Hughes, Kiss, Motorhead, Alice Cooper, just to name a few. But what are some of your personal musical highlights from over the years?
honestly, this Under the Southern Stars was a bit of a thing for me. I mean, they've all had highlights, but if I tell you the ones that I remember, they're all going to be the ones that everyone's heard before, you know, meeting David Coverdale, meeting Glenn Hughes, how cool Alice Cooper was, how cool Judas Priest were, you know, Deep Purple, you know, having a conversation with Dennis Lilly and Ian Gillan about, you know, sporting events was pretty cool for me. But on the other, Under the Southern Stars, honestly, the Rose Tattoo thing was good. We actually went off to a gig and watched them one night. They had a gig by themselves. It was in Queensland, actually. The Hamilton, is it something?
Oh, yeah, Hamilton Hotel, yeah, with the poor, wasn't it?
Yeah, with the poor, yeah, with Skeeny, yeah. So, you know, that was cool because, you know, it was a good night. Meeting Cheap Trick was great. I said to Rick, the guitarist, one day, do you play Passing Through or The Sun Never Sets? And he grabbed me by the hand. He said, no, we don't. But let's go and ask Robin. He took me by the hand out to the van where Robin was. And I'm guessing he was writing up set lists. And so, you know, Rick said, well, Rusty wants to know why we don't play this. And Robin said, how do you even know that? So, you know, hanging out with Cheap Trick a little bit was cool. I played a show with Dax one time in Melbourne at the Cherry Bar. He was in Australia. I think Cheap Trick were here as well. You know, I got to sing Surrender and a few AC/DC songs and stuff. So that was good fun. So that was my connection with Cheap Trick. I'd already known Dax like minimally, so yeah, that was my thing. There is one more, man.
Yeah, go for it.
My dad passed away last October, and so in Adelaide, my brother came and gave me his ashes. So I took his ashes on tour, and I brought him out on stage every day and introduced him to the crowd, and you know, I made sure that I said, look, this is not a morbid thing. You know, my dad never saw me play, so I want him to come and watch us play. And yeah, I think he liked it. I did leave him back at the River Stage on the last night.
Oh, no. I had to
go back and get him.
Yeah. I had a similar thing happen with my dad's ashes. Like, I took him to see the Poor play, and I asked Kenny to sing Man of War for him, and he left him out in the band room in the fridge before he came out. I think it was the fourth song. And he's sort of giving this big speech about dad and, you know, saying blah, blah, blah. And he's gone to grab the ashes and he's like, "What? Where the fuck is he?" And he just ran off stage back to the band room and took him out of the fridge, and he's come back and he's gone, "Here he is. I forgot to bring him with me."
Oh, my God.
Typical Skeeny moment.
Was it?
Yeah, typical Skeeny moment. Great. Okay. All right, man. Well, thanks for your time again tonight, Rusty. The tour kicks off in Hobart on April the 29th, runs through just about every state of Australia. So I'll catch up with you for a beer at either the Brisbane or Gold Coast show, my friend.
Yeah, so they're May 6 and 7, yeah?
Yeah. I'm not sure which one I come to.
The Woolly Mammoth, and I don't have them in front of me. So the Woolly Mammoth's on the 7th, I think, and on the 6th is the...
Moe's Desert Clubhouse.
Can you remember what it's called?
At Moe's Desert
Clubhouse.
Have you been there before? Yeah, great venue.
Cool.
I'll be at that one, mate, on the Friday, because I've got Wallapalooza on the 7th, so I'll be there on the 6th and I'll have a beer with you.